Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind.
This is my favorite part.
Ah, so Vince, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
Wow. You know, I think there's probably a couple of them, but I would say it is the mindset, right? It's the ability to understand that this is going to be 3 times harder, 5 times more expensive, and there's going to be collateral damage, right? It is not an easy, entrepreneurism in itself is difficult. A startup entrepreneur, you have forces that you can't imagine. So you have to really want it, and you have to really have this passion to succeed against all odds, because frankly, you're crazy to get started in the first place, right? But we do it time and time again. And I know we talked about it earlier, but I have to give a shout out. One of my biggest secret weapons that shouldn't be a secret weapon is having women as partners. The more women in an organization, the more women in leadership, the more women on board, to have diversity of thought, wisdom of the crowd, crowd intelligence, you have the best outcome as an organization.
Mm-hmm. You're here.
And we also get everything done. So that part.
Well, that's the other side of my secret. I don't want to work that hard.
Okay, that was excellent. So, Jesse Ramos, what is your secret?
So my secret is a not so secret, because it's, you probably hear this all the time, but this is what has helped me become successful in my life, is to truly chase your passion and believe in yourself. Because the world is against you, you're against yourself, but I found that when I aligned with what I was trying to accomplish, which is helping people improve their lives, that was my mission. I knew I needed to do that, and I chased that. That's why when I took a leap of faith by resigning from retail banking after 15 years with 0 clients, I knew that that's for me. So when you know yourself, you will continue to succeed in having that. So stay true to yourself and don't let anybody get in your way, especially your own mind, because that's who our biggest enemy is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, excellent. Absolutely.
Bravo.
So Chelsea Chong Kim.
My secret is, for myself, I'm a very disciplined person. If you want to start with your own business, be an entrepreneur and everything, instead of writing a to-do list, I make an I am list. Ooh. I am an entrepreneur. I am going to be a best-selling author. I am going to be courageous. I am. All those lists, I think that is the most important thing, is to kind of not trick your mind, but in a way where you're disciplining yourself that you're going to be this person. So if you want to chase your dream, change the to-do list to I am.
Bravo.
I love that. Kenya Gibson, what is your secret?
So I would say, I think we all need to learn how to leverage opposition, right? A lot of times we run from what's hard. We run from the no's. We run from the rejection. We don't know what to do with it. But I have learned to become like a connoisseur of overcoming objections and like no's. And I think that if you can figure out how to leverage those opportunities where it feels like things aren't moving in the right direction, there's always usually another opportunity for you to figure out how to do something another way and get to where you got to go. So I'm just a really big believer in that.
Yes. Richard Gearhart, what's your secret?
Oh, you know, I was going to say know your cash flow, but that's not nearly as cool as the things that everybody here said. So I'm going to go with just have more fun, right?
Okay.
I mean, because sometimes when you're an entrepreneur, you get so caught up in your own mind. You got so many things to do. Mm-hmm. You're worried about this. You're trying to make this schedule, and you forget to have fun, which is part of the reason why you're doing this in the first place. So I really think that having more fun and just reminding yourself, let me make this a fun thing to do, has a lot of benefits.
I think it's just putting your nose to the grindstone and keeping on going. I mean, during COVID, Richard got up, exercised, took a shower, put a suit on, and went into the office every day.
I was the only one there.
And he was the only one there because it was COVID. I worked from home, but, you know, we just kept going. And I think a lot of people did that. As an entrepreneur, though, the lows are a lot lower.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But the trade-off is the potential, right?
Yeah.
That's worth a lot. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.